What's best about your family? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled Family Gifts. Our scripture reference today is 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 12 through 19. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. It was told King David, "The Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. David danced before the Lord with all his might. David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. They brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being before the Lord. When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts and distributed food among all the people, the whole nation of Israel, both men and women, to each a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. Then all the people went back to their homes. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. I read something online that stirred an audible amen for me. It said, "Some families don't need to exchange gifts for Christmas. They need to settle old disputes, make peace, forgive, seek unity, and heal. That's the real gift." Amen. That is much better than random gifts from Walmart or Amazon. I'm praying for the families of my church this Christmas. First, I've prayed that Christmas wouldn't stress them and God's peace would be theirs. Today, I'm also praying for their healing and unity. I'm sure you know many stories of families who live in turmoil amongst each other. It's hard to hear about. I'm sure it's hard to live. The usual Christmas season chaos sparked my first prayer. The reading from 2 Samuel directed me toward hurting families. King David brought the ark to his city with rejoicing. He worshiped and danced before the Lord with all his might. Those with him also joined the shouting as they marched the ark to its place. Despite the more difficult parts of the story of the ark, this scene seems joyous to all. All except Michal, David's wife. 2 Samuel 6 says she watched David's dance and she despised him in her heart. I've heard sermons describe her as jealous or unwilling to worship God. I wonder if she was hurt. We know she once loved David, and she deceived King Saul, her father, to save him. Royal politics later come into play for Michal. Saul gave her to another man to keep David from the throne. David only asked for her back during wartime negotiations. We know little of Michal and her feelings. We're left to wonder how her love shifted to contempt. Knowing how family pain can be, I'm sure we can imagine. I'm hopeful families can find healing this season. Too many Hallmark movies might make us think it's easy work. It is not. But in the Holy One who came to set us free, it is possible. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.